Welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we'll be taking a close look at Johannes Vermeer, specifically his captivating masterpiece, The Art of Painting.
Oh, a fantastic choice. It's a painting that has fascinated art historians for centuries, you know, even more so than some of his other larger works.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? I was reading about this, and Soria Berger, the art historian who practically rediscovered Vermeer, found this particular piece to be his most compelling. There's just something about it that goes beyond a pretty picture, almost as if Vermeer left us with this puzzle box of secrets and clues.
You're absolutely right. It's more than just a painting. It's a conversation starter. Even the title itself, The Art of Painting, or as it's sometimes called, The Allegory of Painting, suggests that Vermeer was aiming for something deeper, something beyond a simple depiction of an artist's studio.
All right, so let's step into this studio then. When we look at this scene, what's the first thing that grabs our attention?
Well, right away, we're met with the image of a painter, likely Vermeer himself, dressed quite lavishly, fully engaged in the act of creation. He's not alone, of course. There's a model, a young woman with a laurel wreath, standing before him. But here's the thing. Every single detail here is deliberate. The objects you see, the tapestry, that chair, the map, even the chandelier, they're not just decorative, they're visual cues, almost like symbols in a complex language.
I like how you call them a complex language.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think Vermeer was intentionally trying to communicate specific ideas with these objects, or is there room for personal interpretation, allowing us to bring our own understanding to these symbols?
Well, I think that's part of what makes it so fascinating, don't you think? There's what Vermeer intended, which we can try to piece together using the context of his time, his artistic style, and the symbolism that was common during the Dutch Golden Age. But then there's how we as viewers connect with those symbols, bringing in our own personal experiences and knowledge. It creates a dialogue that spans across centuries.
Okay, you've definitely piqued my curiosity. Let's try to decipher some of these, starting with the woman. There's an air of mystery about her. Who is she supposed to be?
Ah, that is the million-dollar question that has sparked endless debates among art historians. She could be fame herself, gracing the painter with her presence. Or perhaps she's Pictura, the personification of painting, serving as both the inspiration and subject. Some even theorize she might be Cleo, the muse of history, which, given that prominent map in the background, adds another layer of intrigue, wouldn't you say?
It definitely does. Speaking of that map, it's hard to ignore the massive depiction of the 17 provinces of the Netherlands. Mm. Not every day you see a map as a focal point in a painting like that. What's the significance there?
Well, it's not just any map. It's the Visscher map, which is known for its remarkable detail, and Vermeer recreated it meticulously, even down to how the light hits its surface. But what's really striking is that crease. You see it. The one that divides the map, separating the north and the south. Remember, this was a time of immense change in the Netherlands. The Dutch Republic was still finding its footing after gaining independence from the Habsburg-ruled South. There were a lot of tensions, and this division was deeply felt.
So are you saying this map could be Vermeer's reflection of the political climate during that time? It's like he's capturing this pivotal moment in Dutch history, not just through his painting, but through cartography, too.
Exactly. It adds a whole other dimension to the work. And then you have the ships, those ones sailing across the map's folds. Perhaps a nod to the Dutch Republic's growing sea power, their explorations, and their expanding influence on the world stage? Subtle, yet powerful. Don't forget, during the Dutch Golden Age, landscapes, especially ones that hinted at the nation's identity or history, were incredibly popular.
It's amazing how Vermeer manages to layer all these meanings into what initially seems like a straightforward scene. It's like he's inviting us to look deeper, to uncover these hidden stories within the details.
Precisely. Take that tapestry hanging in the background, for example. We tend to associate tapestries with things like wealth and artistry, especially during the Dutch Golden Age. But they could also symbolize domesticity, a connection to the home. It adds another layer to our understanding of the setting, wouldn't you say?
It really does make you wonder, are we in a grand studio or a more intimate setting? Vermeer seems to enjoy playing with those perceptions. And speaking of playing with perceptions, I can't help but be drawn back to the woman. We talked about her potential identities, but her pose, the objects placed near her, they must hold some significance too, right?
Absolutely. The trumpet and the book beside her are particularly intriguing. Now, the trumpet could be a symbol of fame, which would support the idea of her representing fame herself. But it could also be linked to music, which was another art form celebrated during that era.
It's like Vermeer is hinting at this interconnectedness between different forms of art. You have painting, history, music, all converging in this one scene. And the book, what do you make of that?
Well, some scholars think it might be a history book, connecting back to Cleo, the muse of history. Others see it more as a symbol of knowledge, of learning. It reinforces this idea that Vermeer wasn't just focused on technical skill, but on elevating the status of painting, presenting it as an intellectual pursuit. And you have to remember, during the Dutch Golden Age, there was this incredible boom in both the arts and sciences. This thirst for knowledge, for understanding the world around them, was immense, and Vermeer captures that spirit in his work.
It's as if we're looking at a snapshot of that very intellectual energy frozen in time, that moment when art and knowledge were so intertwined.
And that brings us to one of the most debated aspects of this entire painting. Its overall meaning, the allegory itself. We touch upon the liberal arts with the objects potentially representing different disciplines. Then there's the relationship between history and painting, beautifully highlighted by that map, and the woman who could be Cleo.
So could Vermeer be making a statement about the role of the artist in society? Because during that time, artists were gaining recognition as more than just craftsmen. They were seen as intellectuals, thinkers.
It's a very plausible interpretation. You have the painter dressed in fine clothing, meticulously capturing his subject. It could be seen as a celebration of the artist's craft, their unique ability to help us understand and document the world. Some scholars even suggest there might be a subtle political undertone, especially with that emphasis on the map and the division of the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. It's as if Vermeer is subtly aligning himself with the newly established Dutch Republic, celebrating their identity and accomplishments.
And he does all of this not through grand gestures or overt symbols, but through these carefully chosen details, these quiet nods to history, to politics, to art itself. It's really quite remarkable.
It is, but just like with any great work of art, it's open to interpretation. We've explored some of the main theories, but ultimately it's up to each individual to connect with the painting in their own way, to find their own meaning within its layers.
It's that very personal connection that gives art its power, wouldn't you say?
Without a doubt. But there's another fascinating layer to this story, one that takes us beyond the canvas and into the tumultuous world of art history. Ready for a little twist in the tale?
Oh, you know I love a good art history mystery.
Yeah.
So tell me, what's the story behind the art of painting itself? Oh, you know I love a good art history mystery. So tell me, what's the story behind the art of painting itself?
Well, let's just say the story is as complex and layered as the painting itself. We're talking about Vermeer's own deep attachment to it, a journey through different collectors, and even a brush with one of history's darkest chapters.
Okay, you've definitely hooked me. Where do we even begin?
With Vermeer himself. We know he absolutely treasured this painting. And it's not just speculation. Historical records actually tell us that he held onto this piece even when he was facing money troubles. Can you imagine that? An artist so dedicated to his work that he refused to part with it, even when times were tough.
It really speaks volumes about just how much this painting meant to him, almost as if it wasn't just a possession, but a part of him.
Exactly. And that deep connection is what makes what happened next even more poignant. You see, after Vermeer died, his wife, Katharina, she fought tooth and nail to keep it in the family. She even went as far as willing it to her mother, bypassing any other potential claims.
Wow. Just imagine inheriting a work of art so closely tied to an artist's life. What an honor, but also a huge responsibility, especially considering the turbulent times Vermeer's family was facing.
You're telling me. And turbulent they were. Over the next few centuries, the painting changed hands multiple times, becoming part of some pretty prestigious collections along the way, but always with a story to tell. However, the most, well, harrowing chapter in its story unfolds in the 20th century, during a period that still casts a shadow over the art world. The Nazi era.
Yeah, I think we all know where this is going, but tell me anyway, how could a masterpiece like this get caught up in such a dark period?
Well, the art of painting, with all its rich layers of meaning and historical significance, it unfortunately caught the eye of Hitler himself. He actually envisioned it as a central piece in his planned Führer Museum in Linz. This was a grandiose, although completely delusional, project meant to showcase all the art he'd plundered from across Europe.
It's chilling to think about a work of art. Something created to inspire and showcase beauty, becoming a target for a regime like that.
It really does make you think about how easily art can be manipulated, how it can be a reflection of our best selves, but also a victim of our worst impulses. But thankfully, there's a glimmer of hope in this story. You see, many artworks looted during that time, they vanished, and some are still missing today. But the art of painting was lucky. It was one of the pieces that were recovered.
Oh, thank goodness. So how did it escape the Nazis? Where did they even find it?
Well, the Nazis, in their attempt to, well, protect their stolen treasures from Allied bombing raids, they hid them in a bunch of secret locations. The Art of Painting, along with countless other priceless artifacts, they all ended up hidden away in a salt mine near Altaussee, Austria.
Wait, a salt mine? It sounds like something straight out of an adventure film.
It really does, and it speaks volumes, not just about the lengths the Nazis went to conceal their stolen goods, but also about the incredible courage of the monument's men. You know, those Allied heroes who risked their lives to save these treasures. They were the ones who stumbled upon this hidden trove of art, bringing the Art of Painting back out into the open.
That must have been an incredible moment. The unveiling, the realization that this Vermeer masterpiece had survived. But I'm guessing the story doesn't end there, does it? Mm. The art world, especially after such a chaotic time, is rarely that simple.
You're right. The Art of Painting, it might have been recovered, but it quickly got tangled up in an ownership dispute. The Cernan family, the ones Hitler had originally taken the painting from, naturally believed it was rightfully theirs.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the emotional toll having a family heirloom, a piece of art so steeped in history, stolen, and then to have it resurface under such complicated circumstances.
It's a lot to process. But here's the thing. The details of that original sale, even though it was made under duress from the Nazi regime, they complicated the issue. You see, the Cernan family, under immense pressure, they did technically sell the painting to Hitler, although under circumstances that were far from fair.
So what ended up happening? Did the Cernan family ever get their Vermeer back?
Unfortunately, no. Despite their fight for restitution, a fight that lasted for decades, their claims were denied time and time again. The legalities of it all, the shadow of war, and just the sheer passage of time, it made it a nearly impossible battle to win.
It's a sad reminder that even when a physical object survives, the scars of history, those losses, they can echo for generations. But at least this painting is safe, and people can see it. Where can our listeners find the Art of Painting today?
It now calls Vienna home. It's part of the collection at the Kunsthistorisches Museum. It's almost as if it's come full circle, don't you think? From an artist's studio in 17th century Delft, through the hands of various collectors, into the darkness of war, and finally to a place where it can be appreciated for the masterpiece it is.
It's a journey that speaks volumes, not just about the enduring power of art, but also about the resilience of the human spirit, our need to create, to preserve, to find meaning, even when faced with adversity.
It really does. And perhaps that's the most important thing we can take away from our deep dive into the Art of Painting today. It's more than just a pretty picture. It's a testament to the complexities of history, the power of symbolism, the enduring allure of a good mystery. It's a conversation across time, one that we're still engaged in centuries later.
And to our listeners, we leave you with this. Next time you find yourself standing in front of a piece of art, take a moment, really look at it, go beyond the surface, ask yourself, what stories is it telling? What secrets does it hold? What does it mean to you? You never know what hidden depths you might uncover.